Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a lot of rhythm section. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with one of our newer members of our brain trust, but we're going to fix that. She's going to continue to be with us now that we know how to find her. Christina Podnar, Christina with a K. And her book is called The Power of Digital Policy. She's a certified change management practitioner, principal of Native Trust Consulting, LLC. You want to give us a website, Christina?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to find me is thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com.
All right, thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com. Folks, you can tell by listening to her that she knows what she's talking about, so I encourage you to hang out with her. Christina, the economy is at the moment, and I'm talking about the real economy. I mostly, when it comes to Wall Street, I mostly just stick my finger in their eye whenever I can. But the real economy, out here on Main Street where you and I live, where people make honest livings, that's an economy. We have an economy that I've never seen before in my long career. What do you think? How are you advising people to grow, how to grow in a time where things are going so well, but we all know that Mr. Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace. Things go up, things go down. What do you think?
Absolutely on the same page with you there, Jim. So you're absolutely right. We just talked a moment ago about managing risk and kind of thinking about the longer-term gain for your business, whatever the outcome is that you're looking for. And so as we prepare to go into some kind of a downturn or things might happen, in addition to thinking about risk, think about demonstrating what I call performance excellence. Every small business is a great business. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in business. And so what you want to do is really make sure that you play up and understand what are the really great things that your business is doing and keep enforcing that. Mm-hmm. I find that a small business situation usually is awesome in terms of trust and loyalty and relationships that businesses can't even come close to having, the face-to-face, the interactions, et cetera. And so as you're thinking about sort of the downturn, the needing to either borrow capital at some point or possibly exit the business or transition into the next phase of life, bring on new partners, et cetera. You want to think about definitely kind of what I said, the demonstrating performance excellence. What that means practically is literally just communicate what you've got going on that's really good in your business. Mm-hmm. How do you resolve issues with your customers? Whether it's technical or operational, how do you deal with a security breach or malware situation? Do you have a plan? Our customers are our biggest asset, and if something goes wrong and we're good at dealing with that, that's tremendous value and a tremendous opportunity in your business. And so make sure that you're focusing on that good stuff and growing that good stuff.
You know, focusing on performance excellence, when you were talking about it, it made me think about our natural tendency when things are going so well to sort of wander away from the fundamentals, from the building blocks, from the things that got us here. We sort of wander away from those disciplines that got us through the lost decade of 08, 07 to 17. Why we're surviving right now is because we learned how to run our businesses with those fundamentals, those building blocks. When things get to going good, we sort of wander away from them. Salespeople do that. Salespeople, when things are great, when customers are running, are bombarding them with business, they forget about the fundamentals. And I think that's something, if I were going to tell somebody to prepare for whatever's next, I'd say revisit the fundamentals and make sure you don't wander very, very far off from them. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you've made really good decisions in the past for your business. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here today. And so you want to make sure that going forward, you continue to have that rational decision making, kind of, if you will, the face-to-face interactions, the budget, the forecasting, the logical business performance indicators. Those things that got you here can keep you here. I know we all talk about digital revolution. We talk about new things happening in the digital space. And that's all fine and well. But what got you here, whether it's some type of really innovative product, whether it's the best customer service in your neighborhood, whatever it is, those things can't be replaced if you continue to act and do them in the same way, right? So it's those fundamental pieces. Now, we can introduce things like new technology to help you do it better, faster, easier. That's fine. But don't lose sight of what got you here, because that's oftentimes overlooked.
Do you recommend small businesses? Do you recommend small businesses start adopting artificial intelligence, AI?
You know what? I advise that they start looking at what others are doing. I'm a really big believer that you need to understand where you are in the market growth curve. So if you're a small business, you don't have a single dollar to waste. At least that's the case for small businesses that I work with.
Not a nickel.
You don't want to invest in something that isn't going to turn out well. So don't be sort of the bleeding edge person. Don't go out there and make the first leap. But be aware and see what others are doing, what's out there. Understand the type of leaps that you can take with calculated risks that are going to likely pay off. And so there might be some really good AI investments, things like discovering new customers, but then taking it into your own hands and delivering like that last mile in a face-to-face situation locally. There are ways to do this in a really, really smart way, automated marketing being one of them. But don't turn things over, right? Don't turn the keys to the castle over to AI.
You still have to run your business because you're a human, you're an analog human, and your customers are analog humans. And that's our special sauce, isn't it? Christina, the fact that small businesses are so human and we get so close to our customers. Hey, Christina, give us the website one more time, please.
ThePowerOfDigitalPolicy.com with plenty of resources, Jim.
Good job, Christina. Come back soon. Christina Podnar, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.